Or is.
Wait, Aiden's a what?
He's a fucking brony. That's what he is. Look at him.
He's a fucking brony.
That's
he looks so mysterious.
He looks so fucking stupid.
So, let's go.
Alright. Like JC says all the time. Boop. Welcome, friends, to a new episode of To Infinite Loop. I'm your host, Moz. The regular host, JC, drew a picture of me, and I didn't like it, so I had him taken out by Claudia, who's our fixer. yeah. I'm joined today by frequent podcast person, Andy.
Hello.
And
I'm Andy.
We have, obviously, a special guest this week, Claudia.
Hello.
And Alex and Austin, who are the same person.
So, friends.
So we're not the special ones.
We're not the special ones.
Wow, we make this show.
So quick question, what would your like celebrity couple name be? Because it would it just be Alex or Austin?
It has to end with Austin. Mine, because you can't end with Max anything.
How about Austics?
Austics. Austics.
It sounds like you're saying something like autists or
sounds
something.
Sounds like Auschwitz.
Lexton.
Those are all horrible.
And I like that. I like it. I can dig it.
No, don't encourage her.
So this week we're going to be talking about all things E3, since it is going to be next week, and the next episode, me and Andy are actually going to be in LA covering it with Yami and Alyssa. So we just wanted to talk about the show and what we're expecting and what we predict will happen next week. So pretty much the first thing we wanted to talk about was what has been your guys' favorite pre-E3 leak or news story that's been out about the show or something.
Fake or real?
Fake or real, yeah. What are you guys enjoying so far?
I was going to say the Call of Duty one, which I don't know if that was an E3. I don't know if that was
dinosaurs.
Planned to be revealed at E3.
I like the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, too. But anything with Kevin Spacey just really gets me going.
I'm actually really excited for Halo. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be an E3 announcement and ended up not being it. Or the collection, the Master Chief collection, at least. Because I never played Halos 1 through 4, and yet I played Reach and ODST for some odd reason. And since I have moved on from my 360... and all I have is my one, I feel like I'm limited to Halo, but now that these are back, I can actually play the series like a normal human being.
Yeah. I really like the Shadow of Mordor Instagram account that the game that Monolith opened up pretty much. And it just shows videos of the different orcs that you can meet. And obviously each game is, you know, individual and you kind of play through it independently of everybody else, and no one has the same playthrough twice, but it's just showing you some of the characters you can meet and some of the stuff they can say.
Can you date an orc?
I am
I am excited about anything potentially Kingdom Hearts happening, so I'm gonna cry again this year.
We had me and my friends had like a big laughing girl fit when we saw Kingdom Hearts 3 come up on the screen last year. Like, we just started jumping like a whole bunch of white girls in a Star Wars.
Yeah,
I just
started crying.
I stared at them blankly.
I remember.
Waiting for it to be.
I heard tears.
Yeah, I heard them too. Like a waterfall.
Yeah, my heart skipped a beat because I just saw the Disney Interactive logo and I'm like, wait, stop, stop, hold everything, and then I was like, all right, cool, sweet. Okay. Oh, look, she's already crying. Jesus fucking Christ.
Claudia, it's so early. Keep it together, honey.
This is my warm-up.
I gotta get all the tears out. I gotta exhaust.
To make room for the new tears.
Exactly.
So what did you guys think of the news that Sony was going to be showing off their conference at select theaters, so people can like go to the movies and just sit there and watch the Sony conference.
It's nice, but rather we just stay home in the PJs watching the whole thing.
Yeah, it's
nice for it to be there for, as an option.
Yeah, gamers are pretty likely to just stay home and watch it on Twitch.
Yeah,
I just wasn't very excited for it. I was just like, okay, it's just another screen I'm going to watch on. The only cool thing about it was that they mentioned there would be some like an hour or so of like exclusive content for people who actually made it to that event. But
I'm sure that'll be online. Eventually.
Yeah, that content is going to make itself its way onto the internet within like an hour. So it doesn't matter.
I mean,
it sold out really quickly. At least the theater we were at.
Oh, really? People paid money to go to?
No, it's free.
It's free.
Yeah,
all right.
Because you can watch it online.
I was going to say.
Like, I think not even an hour after like I kind of found out about it, it was already sold out.
Yeah.
So they made the decision for us.
But, you know, certainly a nice gesture on Sony's part.
Mm. I mean, I guess I could see the appeal of watching it with a bunch of friends and just gamers, but At the same time, you want to just kick back and relax. And like, most people have work. The people who are going to be watching it, I would think most of them would rather just be at home, like in bed with the laptop next to them, just watching it there.
I sure know.
There is
there
is something about watching it with a theater full of people like screaming about the same thing. So like when, whatever, Half-Life 3 is announced, you get a whole room of like everyone screaming, you get that same effect. And you can like feel the energy in the room as like the Sony's conference going on, which is, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, the last time I went to an event like that was for the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, and it was actually the second time I had watched it, but just being around all these fellow nerds with enthusiasm to go for days it actually made it a lot more entertaining to watch, so I figured that would be the same thing for Sony and their press conference.
Mm. I mean, the one thing that kind of turns me off is people would obviously they would cheer, like if there's something that comes up that they're very excited for, interested in, you know, natural response is to cheer, and I would be like, dude, shut the hell up, you're making me miss it. I'm gonna hit you in the back of the head with this shoe.
Are these the things that turn you off, Moz?
Yeah, people making noise. Oh. I hate it when people start cheering at during movies, so this would just infuriate me even more. Because at least movies, there's like a visual aspect to it. Like, even if you can't hear what's going on, at least you can kind of guess by the visuals. But this is like, it's literally people talking on a stage. There's not really much going on around you.
I feel like, but because it's an audience full of gamers as opposed to just like random moviegoers, you have a lot more people going to. I feel like everyone like, woo, and they kind of just shut up. Yeah. I think they all know.
And I hate to bring down the heavy blanket, but if rumors and leaks of all the different parties' conferences and their lineups are true, Sony's conference seems to be a little underwhelming this year.
Totally.
So I don't even know if it seems like it would be worth the effort.
Mm.
You don't have to pay for it.
Well, yeah, but still, it's still got to drive.
Yeah, it is an investment. And like you said, if the leaks are true, then it's kind of underwhelming this year. But I mean, the same thing was said a couple years ago with pretty much all of Sony's E3 conferences. Like, oh, they look underwhelming, but then everyone comes out and is like, wow, okay, so they do have some stuff that I'm extremely interested in.
When you get spoilers for whatever book or show or whatever you're doing. Like, for me, they won't bother me that much because even if I know that it's going to happen, I don't know how it's going to happen. So say they're going to announce, whatever, Uncharted 22. Even if I know it exists, like, to actually see the trailer for the first time or whatever it is.
Mm.
Yeah, I always knew they were going to do Uncharted 4, but the moment they said, like, they said it was official, I
know exactly what you mean. Like, all the signs are there for, like, a new Zelda. Even, like, Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda Williams, like, announced on Twitter, like, I'll be doing something extra special at E3. Hope to see you guys there, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, Lord.
Her name is Zelda?
Yeah. They named her Zelda. I think, like, Robin Williams and his wife were pregnant, and they just played... They bought, like, a Zelda on the NES when And they just would not stop playing it. They were obsessed. So naturally, when she was born, they named her Zelda. Isn't that great?
Awesome. I thought Zelda was the guy.
Yeah, I think when Phantom Hourglass came out, there was a commercial with Robin Williams and his daughter playing it together and stuff like that. And it was adorable.
That was awesome. That was a nice commercial. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean,
needs a big game.
Yeah, you know, like, but basically, like. Like, all the signs are there. I almost know that they'll announce something new, but I'm still gonna, like, I'm preparing myself on where I should black out and fall, like, toward, like, two.
So you have pillows around you everywhere just so you can land softly?
Yeah, more as priest practice, like, trust, like, the trust fall sort of thing in case I just fall, like...
Do you just want to sit, like, on Alyssa's lap, and that way if you fall, she can just quickly just grab you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, preferably.
They both gonna let you die. Trust no bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's that excitement that, you know, it's not necessarily a giant surprise, but it's just that fucking sheer ecstasy behind it all that makes it all worth it. It doesn't have to be super out of nowhere left field thing. I dig it.
How excited or disappointed would you be if that leaked E3 presentation list or conference list or whatever was like true, and that's exactly what they're going to show? How amped would you be, or how disappointed?
Which ones particularly? I mean, if the Nintendo ones are true, then I will shit myself, because like, they're great, like they're awesome. But that's the thing, is that they're almost too good. It's like I think this is fake. I don't know if they'd announce a new Metroid or anything like that, you know? Or like this, whatever. What is that new IP? I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So I really have no clue. I'm just going in blind, seeing what happens. What about you guys, though? What if that's actually the Sony one, or actually blah, blah, blah?
I would actually be pretty satisfied. I remember seeing Microsoft's lineup, and I was really very happy with it.
Yeah, what are they doing?
It was Gears of War 4, yeah. And a CGI trailer.
Halo.
Fable Legends.
Fable Legends.
Things I care about and all things I was waiting for. And then I remember enjoying Nintendo's, because there's absolutely no way I cannot enjoy Nintendo's lineup, even if they aren't really having a conference per se. And I'm just bringing it back to earlier, how I mentioned that Sony's lineup is a bit underwhelming. I don't even remember the titles that were on Sony's list.
Drive Club and stuff.
I mean, I'm pretty excited for whatever they're doing with Morpheus. I think that'll look cool.
Indeed.
And the one conference I'm most excited for is Microsoft, because of all the stuff they've done beforehand, like the unbundling, the price drop, the Halo 5 official announcement, like all those other things that you would assume, like, oh, they just do that at E3 like they normally do. Then you would assume that their conference, which Phil Spencer has said, it's games, it's going to be a bunch of games, it's all games. It's like, I wonder what they actually are going to do. And not just like, because you would think like they show, you know, they finish off like, oh, Halo 5, that's their big one, right? But they already announced it, so that means that that's not going to be their big one. Even though they'll show it, but...
Well...
I mean, for me, that whole Nintendo list threw the entirety of everything else into question. Because Nintendo doesn't go to E3, they do their own Nintendo Direct things. And then, I mean, previous Nintendo Directs, they haven't had a whole bunch of amazing announcements all at the same time. They tend to be more like, okay, here's one bite, and then there's some time, and then here's another little morsel, and then there's some time, and then here's another little morsel. For them to drop all their cards on the table at the same exact time, that would be, like Andy said, people would literally shit themselves. So... I don't know.
Regardless of whether or not that's fake or not, it's still, I mean, to me, I mean, now maybe I'm just a Nintendo slut, but this still seems like they have the strongest, you know, selection of whatever they got, like, canned out.
I just want something Pokemon. I want something about Omega Ruby.
Well, the cool thing about Nintendo's showings, I guess, if you will, is that, I mean, Nintendo's criticized for kind of just releasing the same IPs over and over again, Zelda, Mario, you all know that. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting about that is that they do that on a Direct. Well, there's almost no way fans will be disappointed, because no matter how much of Mario and Zelda we've gotten, people always go batshit crazy over them because they just love them that much. So even if Nintendo doesn't necessarily have anything like new, yeah, anything new to show, fans are still going to love it because they just love what they already have.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a sense, I'm just saying I don't think Nintendo can really fail.
That's a good point. I mean, they've kind of... I don't want to say they've hit rock bottom in terms of public relations, but everyone's like, oh, when will the Wii U die? When will the Wii U die?
So but, like, if they were to do a, you know, not a conference, but a Nintendo Direct, throwing out a bunch of, you know, big punches, not that I expect it, but I wouldn't be surprised, like, if that's, like, some maneuver they want to do to kind of help the Wii U.
Yeah, but it's
the same thing. Much out there. Oh, we're going to do Zelda, Metroid, blah, blah, you know, all these things, and Wii U for the next year. Boom.
They go by the beat of their own drum, so I doubt they would ever do that.
Right.
I think they'd just stick to their own, you know, one major announcement per Direct at a time.
They have to at least give a release date for Smash Brothers on 3DS.
They probably will give a release date.
I think I think that's what we'll get, and I think that's pretty much it for the really big news.
Well, there were leaks going around that the 3DS version of Smash Brothers will be coming in August or maybe September.
They said summer.
Yeah, they did say summer. And if
summer technically goes to August, yeah.
Well, yeah, but and if there's any real place for them to announce, you know, when the 3DS version is coming out, well, it would definitely be E3, because I don't know if... Well, maybe they can. Nintendo's not Beyonce, so I don't know if they can just drop, you know...
Nintendo's not Beyonce.
That's going to be the title of this episode. Nintendo.
They have to
Beyonce.
Do that. Just at midnight, drop it.
Yeah. Boom. Which that...
Can you eat Nintendo Skittles? It's the sweetest in the middle.
Because right. E3 is a Western show, I'd expect them to do Pokemon and Smash Brothers, which are, like, their two biggest Western titles, like, for a Western audience, and I'm sure, like, they'd save, you know, for TGS and for other stuff, I'm sure they'd save it for their other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Any last thoughts on pre-E3 leaks or anything
like that? I think this is going to be one of the best E3s in years.
I'm very Forever. Much looking forward to it, yeah.
I think based on the Hyrule Warriors images that have been released so far, that Zelda is actually secretly the protagonist because Link's face is very
feminine
in this
Metal
one.
Gear Solid 5. Like, what was it before? Like, before it was just called the Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
There was some code name, and then, like, if you looked in the coding or whatever secret thing there was, and you saw it was...
Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That, they're just calling it Hyrule Warriors for now, and then, oh, just kidding, this is actually Zelda. Boom.
It's actually Zelda,
and,
yeah.
Panties drop.
The eyeliner game is strong. So.
All right.
That'll be my prediction.
We're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back in a little bit. Boop. And welcome back, everybody. We are back from our little break. We went and did not do any drugs. That's
we
not
did.
What we did at all.
Did I still feel the PCP?
Mind drugs.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Because your love is my drug.
Yeah, that's... love is our drug.
Head out. Cash it. I'll
be Claudia like that one.
Yeah, but it is Kesha. Head out. That's a good song.
It is. Get out.
I love Kesha. I don't want to love Kesha, but I love Kesha anyway.
Yep.
Mm. On a non-Kesha note, since this is the E3 episode of Twinfinite Loop, what are some predictions from the show that you guys all have in terms of games that will be shown, things that will be revealed, prototypes that will be prototyped, anything like that? Andy?
Kesha SingStar.
Sony, I'm going to say their Uncharted 4 trailer is going to be
stunning.
A megaton. No, their Uncharted 4 trailer is going to be like someone speaking at the beginning, not necessarily Nathan Drake, but like basically the end of the trailer will end with like starting off with the feet and ending up with the face of Nathan Drake. So you just see
I hope they stay on his butt for a little while, though.
Like around, they go around his
that
body.
That was not
kind of
the side I was
No, separate trailers. One for combat, one for plot, and one for Nathan Drake's ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, real talk though. Yeah.
We'll show a new trailer for Mass Effect, and it's actually just a Miranda Lawson.
Oh my god, yes.
Where all you do is play Dance Central with her butt.
It's an Uncharted Mass Effect crossover where it's just Nathan's...
I'm not ready for that stuff.
Nathan's ass and Miranda's.
I'm not ready.
And they're just like...
I'm not, no.
All on the same screen.
No.
It's too much.
No, thank God this is a podcast, because if you had visuals, this would not be a pretty sight.
what are you doing? That's disgusting.
Stop.
Why, this is a podcast.
Yeah, but we can see you. Stop it. Off.
Yeah, and we don't like it. Real talk, though, I'm dying for... something from Beyond Good and Evil 2. Because, hell yeah.
It seems like every E3 there's always some, like, little scrap of a hint.
Right?
And then nothing ever comes of it.
And we're so overdue, that's why I'm hoping this is the one, man.
We are very overdue for Beyond Good and Evil 2.
I don't... What if this entire time they've just been developing it for next gen?
They said it's been, like, underway, but, you know. I mean, recently they showed the first concept art of Jade for the new game, so
yeah, but
hopefully
there's mountains of concept art.
Do you want to fight? Do you want to?
I think he does. I think he
does.
Yeah,
he does.
I feel like, okay, for Microsoft, there's going to be something like back in the day, because the reason their new console, not their new console, their new bundle without the Kinect is releasing that day is, I feel like there's either going to be like demos, like they used to do back a few years ago, used to say like, oh, blah, 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 like, this is the demo for, you know, Gears of War 2, and you can go download the demo right now. So I feel like the reason they're releasing the new one is, I don't know about a full game releasing that day, but at least, like, the demos would be available. So people can go play, like, oh, I want to try out the new, whatever, Gears of War 4, some demo for it. Not that one, but, you know what I mean.
Claudia?
Why else would they do it?
I am hoping for something Ace Attorney, because that is what I want from my life. And Kingdom Hearts. Oh my god, Kingdom Hearts. I want more Kingdom Hearts, and I want a release date.
I'm sure they'll show something on the 2.5 HD remix.
Totally,
I mean,
yeah.
I say remix.
It looks gorgeous, by the way. It looks beautiful.
I just want Kingdom Hearts, Ace Attorney. And I'll be happy forever.
Do you mean Kingdom Hearts, just the franchise in general?
Kingdom Hearts Kingdom 3. Hearts? Kingdom Hearts 3. Yeah, I don't want any more fan service-y side titles. Even though they have been good, but I just think it's time. It's time for part 3.
Hey, chill.
Okay, Birth by Sleep was good. I didn't like...
Birth by Sleep was fantastic, and that's about where it is.
I didn't like 3D, but...
No, 3D was awesome. 3D was really good.
I thought it was just okay.
I thought it was one of the second best right after
Kingdom Hearts
3,
though. I've been ready since I was, like, 13.
Question. I have not played any of those side games. Why isn't there one of them, or am I just making this up? Isn't there one of them that pretty much says, okay, all of the side games you've ever put out, pretty much just ignore the fact that they exist?
No, 3DS. No, no, they all make
You're
sense.
You're thinking
the
of 3DS, one particular right? game.
Yeah. What yeah. game is that that I'm thinking?
You're thinking of 358 over 2 days.
Oh,
DS.
Okay, yeah, that one makes very little sense. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
but
it's
if
just,
you ever actually
just
feel
kinda...
like,
well, it actually makes great sense. It's just they don't care about it.
Yeah.
Just, what is it called? 358 over 2 days?
I'm not,
it's
Andy,
a stupid
do you know
ass,
the,
yeah.
exactly how it's pronounced or how you say that title?
358 over 2. I don't know.
I just didn't know.
But
I guess.
It's
I just didn't know.
Exactly.
What
does it mean? I don't know.
It was
none
good,
of it is supposed
useless.
To make any sense. Like, what does birth by sleep mean? What is what does dream
at least that's, at least that's abstract enough to be like, oh, they're talking about something, you know.
Oh, it's so deep.
Yeah, whereas like 358 over 2.
It makes sense. They both make sense.
Dream Drop Distance the other day, and I'm pretty sure they just added, they're like, okay, Dream Drop, you know, you do that in the game. They're like, let's just put distance, because just so we have a chance to, like, put 3Ds.
Literation. 3D.
Ah! And, yeah. I don't worry about that stuff too much. If they're fun, they're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A-Plan, maybe? Because haven't they been working on it for a while? Three?
Yeah. It's been in development for some
I just,
time.
I've just wanted to play another console Kingdom Hearts game for so long, because, I mean... Yeah. I'm so over having to have all these different platforms to play all of their games.
Right.
Man, and you know, like my problem with Kingdom Hearts has never been, like, just all the different games and all the side stories there are. Just, like, they're so difficult to play sometimes because they're just on so many different platforms.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to get the full story, you need to have a PSP, a PS2, a DS, a 3DS. Yes. Well, you need both. 358 was on the DS.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that may have been it, but that's four different platforms.
Damn. That's
a lot.
That's excessive. I mean, I know me personally, to get off Kingdom Hearts is junk. I am very interested in seeing what first-party games Sony and Microsoft come out with.
Yes.
I mean, Fable Legends, Yami and I have been looking forward to that since it was announced. Because it's pretty much just Dungeons & Dragons with a Fable jacket over it. And that sounds amazing. And then...
Legends?
Halo 4 like reinvigorated the franchise, so I want to see what they follow that up with.
3 does Bungie better than Bungie.
I think that was like the tagline of my review. Or
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said that somewhere in my review.
Yeah, really? You guys like it better?
Halo 4
was
I thought it was lackluster. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I played Rockbuster. 4, Reach, and ODST, so I really don't have, like,
everything, that much. Everything about it was better. The visuals were better, the sound mixing was better, the story was miles and miles ahead of anything that came before it.
I don't know, I wasn't feeling it. It didn't have the same personality to me as Halo 3. So that's kind of the reason, actually, that I opted for a PS4 instead of an Xbox One, because I was just, like, not excited by the thought of more Halos.
Okay.
I will say that Halo 4 looked amazing, and that was on the 360, so I can't imagine what...
No, it did look great. It really did.
Like, the opening cinematic, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I remember playing the beginning of Halo 3 and just thinking to myself, this does not look good at all. There's no reason these rocks should turn super shiny when I shine my flashlight on them, or the backgrounds be this jagged. Or I was thoroughly underwhelmed with Halo 3.
Even then?
Even then.
Or, like, you turned it on now? Oh.
No, even then. Like, when I first got the game. Yeah.
That's why I'm excited for the Master Chief Collection, because it's not just, like, re-upped visuals. It's, like... Well, at least if they follow according to what the Halo 1 remake was, like, they actually went into the game and fixed the graphics and all that stuff, and did whatever new engine for it. Like, if they do that for the rest of them, that'd be great.
I mean, that's a whole podcast discussion for another time, but I'm not a fan of the game remakes.
But it's almost necessary if they want to sell not only the Xbox, but because Halo 5 is supposed to be an Xbox One exclusive, they run the risk of losing a lot of people who never played 1 through 4. Somebody who may have just jumped onto the Xbox ship now recently with the 1, well, how are they supposed to be excited for Halo 5 if they have never been able to experience Halos 1 through 4?
Yeah.
I'm sure they can, but, you know, it's a much more solid investment for them to...
Especially since Fall is, like, the intro to a new trilogy.
Halo 5 is confirmed to be next year, Fall 2015, and they kept saying your Halo journey will continue this year. But if, say, you know, whatever Halo game that is, that, you know, remake or just a remake of 2 or whatever it is, that's really their biggest exclusive of this fall, this holiday, Microsoft.
Well, that we know of.
I doubt they're going to say something at E3 and, like, oh, you're going to get it this fall.
I would not. No, I wouldn't be surprised if they make those shock announcements. They've done them in the past.
That would be pretty great.
I love shock announcements. Those are the best.
You don't even know how to comprehend. You're like, what? Your brain kind of just goes fried. Very fried.
Something else that I'm actually really looking forward to for E3, and I mean, I probably hinted at this earlier, is seeing Mass Effect in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Because definitely. It has been too long. It's been too long. And I don't care if they show either what the next game is supposed to be, or this alleged port that they're making to the Xbox One and PS4, but I just feel like Mass Effect has been pretty quiet since 2012 when Mass Effect 3 came out.
Yeah,
And it's such a beloved franchise at this point that to go like 2 years of nothing is a little disappointing. Take notes, Square Enix.
Not disappointing at all. They could take their time as long as they're not churning out crap, which they haven't.
Well, no, I agree. Take their time, but I mean, I want to see something. And there is allegedly a trailer in existence for the next Mass Effect that is simply just not out yet. Mm-hmm. That they are contemplating showing at E3. And so if they did show that, I would.
I think that's another one that would get me to cry. Yeah.
I'm not even as big of a Mass Effect fan as you guys are, and I would still be, like, really excited.
I will lose myself. I will get
arrested. I feel like it's too soon. I want to wait a little while more, like, let it simmer a little bit, because the music feels so expected to just have it already so soon. It feels like Mass Effect 3 was, like, a yesterday.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that long ago, even though it's been 2 years almost. Yeah, it's been a little over 2 years, but it doesn't feel...
Do you want to fight?
It was in March 2012. I mean, to me, it feels like an eternity, but that might just be because I still yearn.
I feel like they'll do the same thing, like, for the new consoles, they'll do a Mass Effect trilogy re-upped collection.
Well, those are rumors that are already out there. I mean, they haven't exactly been confirmed, but...
Yeah, I feel like that game will be released before they do Mass Effect.
Yes,
for the same reason you were saying about Halo 5.
Yes, and like I mentioned earlier, I'd be fine if they didn't show the next Mass Effect at E3, but if they show even this HD remake that they're allegedly working on, I'd be very happy though too. I kind of want to see the presence, and I kind of want to see that it's moving along, even though I kind of already know it is.
I just want to know that it officially exists.
I want to know that people have not forgotten about Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're gonna go pay some bills really quickly and take a little break, but we will be right back to wrap up this awesome E3 edition of To Infinite Loop.
Woo!
Hey, woo!
Be back.
And we're back from paying bills. There was a lot of bills, and they all was for a lot of money, so we're poor. So we actually had a question this week from a community member. His name is Mike Eaton. I don't know who he is or where he's from. Some Canadian guy from Edmonton named Mike. Just some guy. He asked, has any single game ever taken up your entire summer? And we figured this was a good chance to answer that because... I think all of us are on summer break from our respective colleges and universities.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
So, Andy, why don't you start us off? Has any game ever taken up your entire summer?
I can already... I mean, well, I know one in particular. However, this summer, I foresee an unstoppable tsunami of Mario Kart 8 because I can't stop, and I can't stop, won't stop, push it to the limit.
Speaking of Mario Kart 8, have you seen that gif that's been going around where it's like Luigi just giving Waluigi the worst side eye I've ever seen in my life?
No, but I love that's probably from one of those, every time you finish a level, you get to go through like a highlight reel and slow it down or go it backwards, and I swear to God, that's the funnest part of this game.
I'm going to put it in the post so the listeners can take a look at it too, but it's the best thing ever. It's just like... Waluigi's driving, and then all of a sudden you see his car, like, do a little, like, you know when you hit someone with a shell, they, like, kind of pop up in the air and they freak out a bit. So he does that, and then you see Luigi, like, zoom by, and then he just turns his head, and he's frowning the entire time, just frowning at Waluigi, and that's where the gif loops over. It's hilarious.
But anyway, last summer, actually, I got sick, and I took that as a great excuse to do absolutely nothing but play Animal Crossing New Leaf. And that is all I did. I didn't do a single thing. Ask me, did I eat? No. Eating is stupid. Sleep. I could sleep when I'm dead. Animal Crossing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like we always say, sleep is for pregnant women and the weak.
And poor people.
Those filthy people.
Ugh. Gross. What about you guys?
What about you, Alex Sostin? whatever your couple name is.
Get it right. Anyway, so I don't have so much of a game so much as a series. And believe it or not, I think two summers ago, actually, was when I first picked up Mass Effect. I had picked it up a couple months after...
Oh, Mass Effect again.
Yeah, get over it.
Oh my god, I'm so obsessed.
After Mass Effect 3 had released, so about 3-4 months after, and up at that point in my life, I didn't play shooters much, if at all. And I realized there was something of a gap in my, like, gaming library of skills. So I asked a friend, okay, give me a game that's going to kind of force me to teach me how to play shooters. And he just gave me Mass Effect, and I'm like, okay. And I played it, fell absolutely in love with it, and before I had even finished Mass Effect 1, I already had both 2 and 3 ordered on Amazon, and I stormed, but no, I didn't storm to them. I was just basically playing through the entire series over the summer. I was working, so that also took quite a bit of time out of my schedule. And the unfortunate tragedy of the story is that towards the end of the summer, when I was just starting Mass Effect 3, my Xbox 360 had broke. It was the slim version, something of overheating, I'm assuming. I never really got it resolved. And I went about 2 weeks of hell just not being able to play Mass Effect 3 after having, like, blazed through the other ones. And then I finished the game and I fell in love with it. And that was my summer. I think I played just Mass Effect.
It'd be funny if BioWare purposely bricked your 360 just so you...
And you know what? I would...
He's going fast through them. We gotta slow him down.
And I would... I would forgive them because one should never angry their gods.
That's true.
Yes, that's 100% true. And what about your better half?
Ooh. That's me, right? Oh. That's me. Luckily, okay, it was November of 2011. That Skyrim came out, and I didn't know what it was. I was like, oh, what is this thing? Luckily, I didn't play it then, because that would have been very detrimental to my schoolwork, but I didn't, my friend introduced me to it, I think it was around May, you know, the following May, so a few months later, and I played that all time. Every time I was at home, it was to play Skyrim. I would go get food, shovel it in my mouth, and go back to play Skyrim, because every time I would play it, it'd be like, okay, let me do one more quest, you know, before I turn it off and go to bed for the night. And on my way to finish that quest, something else pops up. Like, okay, let me just finish this one thing. It'll be really quick. It ends up taking, like, another hour, and then I realize it's, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, oh, I should go to bed. Oops. I think Skyrim was the one game to do that to me. Because, like, every summer I go hard on, like, a multitude of games, mm-hmm. but I think it was that summer that I went specifically on Skyrim.
It's those Elder Scrolls games in general. They're just...
You get sucked in.
Built for like a quick 30-minute game session.
No, not at all. You have to like.
They're built for crack houses.
you're not gonna have much human contact when one of those games comes out.
I remember I was loading it up one day, like a couple of months after it came out, and I was just loading up the most recent save pile, and I was like, let's see how long I've been playing this for, and it said 115 hours, and I was like, what the hell? I haven't even done the main story yet.
Nope.
Maybe I should
have done that. And I actually went through it pretty quickly. Like, in terms of the main story, I mean, I think my total playtime was 150 hours. And so that was quick, you know, first in terms of Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's nothing to wink at either.
Yeah,
it's... Wink at you.
Wink at all four of you.
Make something, make this uncomfortable. Winky, you guys.
All right, Claudia.
that was weird.
So uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. What about you, Claudia? Yeah, so,
games that have taken up my summer. Probably multiplayer games. I would usually just play a multiplayer game with my friends all summer. So, like, one summer it was Call of Duty. Another summer it was, like, World of Warcraft or something. This summer I'm probably going to be... completely consumed by League of Legends because that's just what it does to you. And I'm also playing Persona 3, so I'm gonna get through that.
Yes, eventually. Yes, play it more.
Yeah,
aren't Persona games like hundreds of hours long?
Yes, yes. Persona 3 took me 70 hours, and that was not side questing.
I just play it like on my commute and stuff. So,
you're never gonna finish that way ever.
I mean, I played it in class too. So,
if you had to guess, how long have you been playing Like, how many hours have you put into it?
So far, probably, like, 10 or 11.
That's it?
Just yeah. Starting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Was it, is it Dota, then, that you've been putting a lot of hours into?
League, yeah. I can't stop. It's actually really not good. Unhealthy. Bad.
We're actually planning an intervention for Claudia soon. We haven't told her about it yet, so.
Claudia, you have a problem.
I'm sorry.
You have a problem. Don't be sorry. Fix it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you gotta do. Bitch.
I think funny. The only thing that'll be able to pull me out is Kingdom Hearts.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Like, I always hear about Persona. It's like, oh yeah, you have to play for a while before you get into it. And like, oh, how long is that? Like, yeah, a good like 20 hours.
No.
That's what I read and hear of Persona.
I'm very biased.
My no was not saying no, that's incorrect. My no was saying, no, I'm not going to put 20 hours into a game.
Before yeah, that's like,
yeah, I could, yeah, that was my no.
I could do...
Well, but you don't need 20 hours.
How the long? Game... I mean,
if well, you... I don't know, not specifically three, I was just saying, like, Persona games.
Well, they're all pretty different.
Do you guys just
I mean,
go...
it's kind of grindy, so...
Do you all just want to go say... fight about it outside? We could just go fight about this outside right now.
Oh. Let's go.
Any of you want to fight me outside right now?
Damn.
I will fight you in the middle of a hurricane.
And now you have heard Claudia threaten all of us. We are going to...
He's the bruiser.
And that is the end of episode... I think it's 12. Wow. Already episode 12 of Twinfinite Loop. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Is it next week? No, next week is E3, so we might put out an episode the week after that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. From Alex, Austin, Claudia, Andy, and myself, thank you for listening, and have a nice week.
Bye, y'all.
Later.
Bye. I'm going to miss you guys. Bye-bye.
I'm only going to miss Andy, but I'm going to see him next week. Oh, God, that's going to be
awesome. Yay! Oh, my God, gross. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm going to step on your shoes so many times. So many times.